All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. And at MKR Workshop, they specialize in making custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, last night, so the 2018 Pro Football Hall of Fame class announced, and it is going to be a dandy, and you can put it up against any of the classes so far that haven't been enshrined to Canton. You're looking at Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis, Jerry Kramer, Brian Dawkins, Robert Brazil, and Bobby Beathard. And I mean, I look at T.O., this was his third time on the ballot, and honestly, he should have been in 2 years ago. the numbers speak for itself. I mean, this guy went out there and he put up talented numbers after consistently season after season after season after season. You know, more than 15,000 yards receiving throughout his career. You know, he put up big numbers with the 49ers, you know, with the Philadelphia Eagles, with the Dallas Cowboys. And then, of course, you know, he went on after that with the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. And I mean, the biggest thing with T.O., he produced, but it was just, you know, the issues he caused within a team. But that still did not take away from what the guy did on the gridiron every Sunday. You look at Randy Moss. I mean, this guy came in and he was a freak. We remember him dropping in the 1998 draft. The Minnesota Vikings took him. And, you know, Randy Moss went out there and just simply said he wanted to shock the world. And I know that there are going to be some people that say, you know, Randy Moss took plays off. And yes, he did. There is absolutely no way around that. But when Randy Moss was on this game, I mean, there weren't too many better than him. When I think of Randy Moss, one of the first things that comes to mind is, you know, his rookie season with the Vikings. That Thanksgiving Day game with the Dallas Cowboys, he only had three catches, but they were three touchdowns, and they were three spectacular touchdowns. And, you know, Randy Moss specialized in running the deep route. And arguably, there really wasn't anybody better in NFL history than Randy Moss when it came to running that one route. Then you look at the two best middle linebackers of the 2000s, and I'm talking about Brian Urlacher and I'm talking about Ray Lewis. Both of these guys were first round picks. Ray Lewis with the Ravens in 1996, Brian Urlacher with the Chicago Bears back in 2000. And I look at Urlacher, this guy played safety in college at New Mexico, came in and played middle linebacker, was tremendous in coverage, was a tremendous hitter throughout his career. And he was the leader of the Chicago Bears during that era. And of course, the Bears had one of the better defenses in the National Football League. You look at Ray Lewis, in some people's eyes, he's the best middle linebacker of all time. Had tremendous instincts. He went out there and gave it his all on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis. And, you know, he is now getting his rightful spot in Canton. Jerry Kramer, this is so long overdue. If you go back and study the history of the National Football League, Jerry Kramer has deserved to be in the National Pro Football Hall of Fame decades ago. He was so instrumental. He was a big cog in the wheel for the Packers of the 1960s and their dominance. And unfortunately for him, he got caught up in the wash due to the fact that there aren't any stats for guards that are kept by the National Football League. And he also has been penalized because he played with so many other Hall of Famers on offense. You look at Forrest Gregg on that offensive line, of course, Bart Starr at quarterback, Paul Hornung, just to name another one. But Jerry Kramer definitely deserved his honor. Brian Dawkins, you think about that last era of hard-hitting safeties. And, of course, Brian Dawkins had so many, you know, great years with the Philadelphia Eagles and then, of course, with the Denver Broncos. And he was just a guy that delivered the wood on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis. Robert Brazil, you know, during his time with the Houston Oilers, one of the better linebackers of his era. And then, of course, Bobby Beathard. You know, he was very instrumental working in the front office with the Washington Redskins during the 1980s. And, of course, we remember the success that they had with Joe Gibbs Gibbs as their head coach. And then he went to San Diego, and then he led their front office when the Chargers made their only Super Bowl appearance at the end of the 1994 season. So all of these guys, it is much deserved. But I'm going to focus on T.O. right now, because I'll tell you like this. This is going to be a speech of all speeches, because when the spotlight was invented, it was invented for guys such as Terrell Owens. And my biggest worry with Terrell Owens is if he comes out there and, you know, gives his opinion, but then on top of that, he reminds people that he was not a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he really should, he deserved to be there. And, you know, unfortunately, it is a process as far as getting to Canton. But I mean, that does not take away from the fact that he deserved to be in the first time around. But I will say this, all of these guys are deserving. It should definitely be some good speeches this summer. Then you look ahead to 2019 as far as some guys who should get in. Joe Jacoby just missed a nod. It was his final year on the ballot, of course. He was a, you know, big-time guard for the Washington Redskins during their championship years in the 1980s. So now it's going to be up to the Veterans Committee to get him in. Everson Walls is another one of those guys, top 10 all-time interceptions. I thought he should have been in this year. Ty Law, one of the better cornerbacks of the 2000s. Edgerrin James, that phenomenal running back from the Indianapolis Colts. We've seen Marvin Harrison get in. You know that Peyton Manning is going to get in one day. And those triplets from the Indianapolis Colts definitely belong in the hall. Torrey Holt, the fine wide receiver from the St. Louis Rams. You know, it's going to be tough for him to get in this year since two wide receivers are up as well, and T.O. and Randy Moss. But for Torrey Holt, when you think about that greatest show on turf, he was definitely instrumental in that. I really thought that John Lynch was going to get in this year, and John Lynch deserves to be there. Hopefully next year is a year for him. I look at a guy like Henry Ellard. He has been long overlooked as he was one of the better wide receivers of the 1980s. If you go back and remember that explosive offense of the Los Angeles Rams. And finally, Ken Riley, a guy who was tied with Charles Woodson for the fifth most interceptions in National Football League history. He continuously gets overlooked, but he deserves his spot in Canton. Next year is going to be the first year for Ed Reed on the ballot. And of course, we remember the play making ability that he possessed for so long with the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, he won that championship with them back in 2012, and I don't see any way that he is kept out of the hall after his first try on the ballot. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it is tax season, and with that, you can contact D-Line Tax Books for all of your tax needs. You can check them out online at dlinetaxbooks.com, or you can contact them via the phone at 908-219-7215. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, you can check out the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. Please feel free to drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the hottest sports debates going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful night.